ABC Radio Australia.
First there was the documentary, and then Taika Waititi's Hollywood movie, and now the next chapter in the story of the American Samoan men's soccer team is about to be told. They have a new coach in the form of Englishman David Jones, who has previously worked with Belize and also the US Virgin Islands. Now he's on board with American Samoa, and his technical advisor will be none other than former coach Thomas Rongan, who led the team to their famous first World Cup victory over Tonga back in 2011. Coach Jones' first task was to look after the under-19 squad at the OFC Championship qualifiers in Vanuatu just last week. But the bigger challenge will come in September when American Samoa compete in the first round of World Cup qualifying for Oceania teams. So plenty for the new coach to focus on. I'm pleased to say David Jones joins us on Pacific Beat now from the eastern United States. David, good afternoon to you over there. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, how has the connection come about? I mean, your own story is quite fascinating, but I mean, this twist in your career, how come you've hooked up with American Samoa?
So I've actually been in touch and been communicating with them for about a year and never really heard anything back. They went to the Pacific Games, pretty much a similar sort of story to when Thomas got involved. Went to the Pacific Games, didn't have a very good tournament, and then reached out. Thomas doesn't have the time commitment to do a full-time role that he had before, so they reached out and asked me if I would be interested in taking over as the head coach of the senior team to begin with. Thomas, Tavita, and I met in Vegas probably about 6 weeks ago now, and then I accepted the role, and then while I was there, got asked if I was interested in taking on the U19 team, because the U16s are also engaged in the qualifying tournament in Tonga. So the U19 portion of it sort of came about pretty quickly, with a long-term goal to obviously get involved with the senior team and get them ready for the World Cup qualifying in September.
So how much did you know prior about the American Samoan story? I mean, I'm guessing, particularly with your connection with the US Virgin Islands, you perhaps knew more than most and didn't have to rely on the documentary, and certainly you wouldn't rely on the Taika Waititi film, which rather reinvents history a bit.
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, I'd had an inkling and sort of understood what had gone on before. I actually got a copy of the documentary a long while before, obviously, it was released to the general public, and way before anyone even knew there was going to be a movie. And so I had a basic understanding. I mean, look, it's no secret of the difficulties that Americans might have had over the years, particularly, being beaten 31-0 by you guys in 2002, which is still the record defeat by any team at international competition. So I don't think the story of American Samoa has been that uncommon. I think what's needed and what's sort of heading in this direction is the fact that since Thomas was there in 2011, there hasn't been much progress. And so it's important to try and educate these guys into that there is a path forward, there is a way to progress. But really, it's a case of just trying to implement some of the basic changes that need to be done, which I tried to do with the U19s in the very, very short time that we were together. And regardless of the results, I felt that was a positive way forward for sure.
Well, the interesting thing about that, the under-19 team, is that they didn't manage to win a game. But what they did do was score a significant number of goals and lost two of the games by just one goal. Now, I mean, that is progress for American Samoa to score multiple goals in a game.
Yeah, there was actually history maybe. Prior to coming to the competition, we played Samoa U19s, which are traditionally a team that are higher ranked, obviously, at the U19 scale and certainly at the higher scale. The very first game I had in charge, we scored, we lost 6-4 to Samoa, and obviously the last game they played was 10-0. So we actually scored more goals in my first game than for any level, at any age, any team ever in the history. And then, as you mentioned, that the two games that we did compete in at the tournament against Cook Islands and Tonga, we lost 3-2 and 4-3 respectively, which if anyone looks back at those, we'll see that we were pretty hard done by in regards to some of the decision making. But overall, we came away with that again with history. Second game, our goalkeeper had actually created history by breaking a 20-year-old record that Nicky Salapu, the keeper, ironically, who was in that 31-0 game, had held for 20 years, which was the most saves sounds ironic, really, the most saves, which is not a good thing, but the most saves ever in a American Samoa international game. He broke that record in our second game. And overall, the team itself scored more goals than they've ever scored in any competition at any level at any age. So in a relatively short space of time, 3 weeks and essentially six training sessions, we'd made a lot of progress in a short space of time.
And I think that the point that illustrates what they would like to achieve in American Samoa, and I mean, let's face it, all the Pacific nations in the world of football are pretty much up against it, and making progress is not the easiest thing to do, but progress is still possible. But I gather that the movie, the Taika Waititi movie, hasn't gone down very well in American Samoa, because I guess that they don't like the way they were portrayed as being really a bit inept.
I think the poetic, look, it was designed as a comedy, and for the feedback that I've understood to be given was that it wasn't received too well on the island, that it shows them to be essentially incompetent as a soccer nation, which, look, I mean, the results speak for themselves. I don't think it's that naive to think that, like, the team, you know, have always struggled and only won a certain handful of games ever in their history. So I think that from that perspective, I think the problem was that it portrayed Tevita to be obviously a one personality, and Thomas to be sort of a raging neurotic alcoholic, like, you know, anger machine that potentially, you know, it is nowhere near the truth. So I think that what they're trying to do is they want to improve the portrayal of American Samoa as a soccer nation. They want to improve their performances. And the movie was essentially something that caused a lot of controversy, that nobody got anything from the movie on the island in regards to you know, financial return or anything else, and they just felt that they were probably taking a little bit of advantage of. I'm not here to answer for, you know, essentially what their own thoughts are. I just know that it didn't go down as well as they would have liked to have hoped.
Looking to the future, the World Cup qualifying, sure, down the track, and I mean, I guess that's objective number one. American Samoa have come very close to getting through that qualifying round in the fairly recent past, less than 10 years ago, in fact. So, I mean, that's your first aim, I would assume. And I think your intention is to look out, or rather off-island, for players. You have a group of players ready to come back, some of whom already have connections with the team?
Yeah, so the team, the most successful, I guess, was in 2015 for the 2018 qualifying campaign, where the team themselves only needed to draw or beat Samoa themselves to actually get through to the next stage, which no team has ever done. There was a controversial, again, another controversial goal that prevented them from getting through. But most of those players, 10 years on, are now at a 27, 28, 29-year-old, 31-year-old stage, more experienced, I think, with some of the on-island players that are now eligible for the senior team, and certainly with one or two that we're trying to uncover. I think that there's definitely a hope that the team will be as competitive as it's ever been. The problem is that the format's changed in this particular set of qualifying. Unlike most World Cup qualifying campaigns, where you have a pool of the fourth lowest ranked teams, normally being Samoa, American Samoa, Tonga and Cook Islands, which seems to be every competition's preliminary round at every age group, this has changed slightly. So now in this particular qualifying campaign, we'll be drawn against, it's looking like, Samoa, and then Cook Islands will play Tonga. And instead of playing each other, it's a one-game elimination. If we lose this particular game against Samoa, then we're essentially out of the competition. Not saying that it's the most ideal format, but now we're preparing essentially for a semi-final. And if we win that, then a final game against Cook Islands and Tonga to then go through to the next stage of qualifying, which includes, you know, the teams like New Zealand, New Caledonia, Fiji and stuff like that in the next round.
Curious, because the rest of the qualification process seems to be quite a long, drawn-out affair, which is going to drag on into 2025. But, yeah, that's certainly going to sharpen the focus somewhat, isn't it? But just to go way back, as it were, I mean, to your playing career, I mean, you basically started off at Manchester United. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I was in their academy from the age of 10 to 16. Unfortunately, like most players at that time, you know, you just got to be lucky and in the right place at the right time. I felt I was, you know, pretty decent at that age, but got released by them. My dad was in the British Army, so we then headed to Hong Kong, and I actually was the youngest professional over in Hong Kong. And then my career sort of gone over a couple of places, you know, Spain, back in England, just below the Premiership, as it was known, or obviously, you know, Division One, Division Two in those days. And then came to the States in 2000 and basically played one game in MLS and suffered a career-ending injury, and then moved into different paths and different avenues from there.
And a major twist, your connection with the US military. I believe you were in Iraq working as a combat medic. That's a bit of a shift from the world of football.
It was, at the time, circumstances had led to me basically at the age of 38 going into a US Army recruitment office and saying, hey, I have a green card, what's the deal? And 2 weeks later, I ended up at Oklahoma in the middle of July, joining the US military. And then after qualifying as a combat medic, joined my unit and ended up in Iraq for 13 months till I got injured over there, and was in the military for about 8.5 years until I medically retired. And since then, obviously, I've been doing several things, but obviously keeping well informed and well included in coaching opportunities, which has obviously led us to this.
And when you look at what was achieved during the period that is covered by both the documentary and with one or two factual twists in the Taika Waititi movie as well, I mean, does that inspire you essentially? Because not only does that demonstrate what can be achieved, but of course Thomas Rongen, who is instrumental in helping that to happen, is part of your setup. Mm.
Well, Thomas is coming back on board as a technical consultant. He and I actually, I only got back from the tournament late yesterday after traveling 2.5 days and 16,000 miles. Thomas and I had spoke earlier today with plans, obviously, to get on a Zoom call and start putting things in place as early as next month. Actually, we're looking to get the on-island American Samoa senior players, get those identified for the month of June. July, we're looking to bring the US-based players and try to identify some of those and be in Seattle for a week. And then ideally to bring everybody together in August, hopefully for a whole 4 weeks before the start of the tournament, to then bring everybody together in a much more lengthened preparation period than say, you know, we had for the U19s or that they've had in the past. Because I think that's really important to get the preparation in, and hopefully we can at least try and implement that this time around anyway, for sure.
And a lot of interesting things happening in the Pacific with the smaller soccer-playing nations at the moment. Obviously, your involvement with American Samoa. We have another Englishman, Lloyd Ayres, technical director, trying to get the Marshall Islands up and running. They've never played an international ever. And the same applies to Nauru, which with their team, including Dave Kitson, the ex-Premiership player with Reading. Now, Nauru have suggested that possibly their first game ever could be against American Samoa. Do you know anything about that?
I do. And actually, I've literally just got off communicating with Lloyd this morning, actually. So I'm hoping to try and coordinate that both Marshall Islands and Nauru will meet us in Hawaii for that pre-tournament period that we talked about in August, with the hope of having a sort of mini three-team tournament together, which will give us some you know, decent competition before we go. And both of those have expressed an interest in potentially bringing, I know Gareth, obviously the Nauru technical director, I know Dave Kitson, obviously from playing against him, but Lloyd and I literally have been speaking all week, and we spoke again this morning. We're going to try and get on a Zoom call next week. But the idea is to bring both of those together with us in Hawaii, with the hope of getting those in a competitive game against us to give us some competition before we go. So it's exciting stuff and progress for sure. Yeah, definitely.
I could see another movie coming out of that because, you know.
Yeah, I hope Brad Pitt's going to play me this time instead of Michael Fassbender. Yes. But I guess I have to try and. I'll settle for someone like Jason Statham or Tom Hardy. One of those will someone at least with some English background, hopefully this time round, but who knows?
I know Quentin Tarantino has bailed on what was supposed to be his 10th and last movie, so he's looking for a topic, so maybe this could be it.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll see. If Quentin wants to reach out and have a chat with me, I'm more than happy to talk. But look, I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the third sort of independent nation that I've been involved with, both as a technical consultant, now as a head coach role. For me, it's about just wanting to continue, you know, expanding my experience, the ambition that I have, and making sure that there's an entity out there, whether, you know, it's a country, and we'll see, you know, how American Samoa are able to, you know, pacify and help with that. And secondly, just, you know, just to continue in football in general, whether that's in the Pacific region or anywhere else. I love the game. I'm passionate about the game. And for me, it's just about wanting to expand and bring the experience that I have to anyone and any sort of entity, really, that's interested in wanting to improve the players, both on and off the field. And secondly, you know, to improve a club or a nation standing in the game. That's where I'm at.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out. I mean, it just continues to be the football story that keeps on giving. So congratulations on taking up the post. We wish you well, and we look forward to those games against Nauru and Marshall Islands. They will make headlines around the world. So there you go. Everybody's waiting for those games.
Yeah. Yes, and like I said, I'm hoping that over the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks, we'll have some definitive confirmation that when those are going to happen, where those are going to happen. And certainly, if it was up to me, and to a certain extent it is, but then we've got to obviously coordinate the whole logistical part of each nation to come on that. I would love to, you know, for us all to have the opportunity, not just American Samoa, but certainly those nations that are looking to become involved in OFC, and those nations like Hawaii. Hawaii themselves have a team that's in the federation that doesn't belong to FIFA. And if we're on the island, we're hoping to try and get Hawaii involved in that too. So we would get them involved in a four-team sort of mini competition where we're going. So there's a lot to ponder, a lot to bring on board, and it's definitely a bright future for everybody in the region, for sure.